the documentary was broadcasted on Channel 4, the following was posted on the Channel 4 website regarding the upcoming documentary, The Quran. It said, in this fascinating and challenging documentary, award-winning filmmaker Anthony Thomas investigates how a text that inspired peace, tolerance, and creativity down the ages can be used to justify violence, terrorism, and discrimination amongst the minority of Muslims. Little did we know that the minority that he was referring to were in fact the Shia.
And as the anger rises and the tone hardens, the voices of those to whom the Quran speaks of peace and tolerance are drowned out by those who take the contradictory message.
Many clips within the documentary portrayed Shia as violent people who contradict the message of the Quran, which teaches us peace and tolerance. When in reality, the Shia faith is based on peace, unity, patience, love, and negotiation, none of which was shown in the documentary. Instead, the narrator states the voices of those whom the Quran speaks of peace and tolerance are drowned out by those that take the contradictory message. He said this while showing images of Shia Ayatollahs in Iran, thus sending the message across that Shias take the contradictory message of peace and turn it into violence, which is an accusation.
In part 3, we try to understand the passions and convictions that separate people who claim to believe word for word in the same Quran. Slaughter and destruction. Shia against Sunni, Sunni against Shia. Who are these people? And what's at the heart of the conflict? Is it the different ways these warring groups read the Quran?
As the documentary progresses, it's not hard to grasp who they are accusing of only claiming to believe in the Quran, putting this message across with a completely biased approach. Besides the accusations, the documentary portrayed the Shia faith and the Sunni faith as completely contradicting faiths, mentioning that the Shia and Sunni are divided in their relationship with God, the Quran, which once again is false.
Sunni and Shia then are fundamentally divided in their relationship with God and the Quran.
They were comparing the Shia to Roman Catholics, putting the message across that the prayer of Shia and the prayer of Roman Catholics are the same.
Shia pilgrims come to Mashhad from all over the world with gifts and donations and to pray to Imam al-Reza, in the same way that Roman Catholics and Orthodox Christians pray to their saints.
Shias were made out to seem as if they pray to the Imam, when in fact they don't. Images of the Shias were shown while praying to Allah. However, the statements the narrator mentions made it seem as if they were kneeling and praying to Imam Reza, which once again is an accusation and is false.
The Quran that all Muslims read makes clear the direct personal relationship between man and God. But Shia Muslims believe there's an intermediary. Shia pilgrims come to Mashhad from all over the world with gifts and donations and to pray to Imam al-Reza. But the Quran makes it so clear that your prayer should only be directed to God. Sentiments like these seem completely contrary to the Quranic ideal of a direct, personal relationship with God. People come here to pay their tithes and seek answers to questions they can't resolve through their own reading of the Quran.
The scene carries on with interviews from individuals from another sect explaining the intercession in the Shia belief. This was carried out in a biased way and was one-sided. Shias were not given the opportunity to voice their opinion and explain the permissibility of intercession.
We do not require intermediaries. There is no need for an intercessor. They've taken their rabbis, their monks, their priests as lords besides God.
Throughout the documentary, it was made out to seem as if the Shias pray to the human figures, which in fact is false. In reality, Shias believe there is no God but Allah, only He is worthy of praying to, and He has no partners. Yet, that was not portrayed in the documentary at all.
For someone to pray to.
Shias mourn the deaths of the prophets and the imams. However, instead of explaining the reasons why it's acceptable to do so, the narrator just attached one-worded phrases with images, making it seem as though these acts are not Islamic. Yet, when we look into the Islamic history and the religious narrations, we find the answers. However, once again, the Shias were not given the opportunity to speak out.
For a faith you can touch and feel. For drama, for music, for ceremony. For great stories of sacrifice, pain, martyrdom and salvation. And for someone to pray to. But do these specific beliefs have any substance in the Quran? The answer is no.
The documentary carries on, making even more accusations against the Shias and presenting even more false information without valid research or diverse opinions.
But from the earliest days of Islam until the 19th century, the Shia accused the Sunni of tahrif, falsification of the Quran.
The definition of a documentary is a film or television program which is factually accurate and presents information in a factual and informative manner, not biased nor one-sided. The disappointment lies upon Channel 4 and Anthony Thomas. Now it's upon us to show the truth about Shias and iron out the accusations. It's programs like these which create barriers between communities, which causes conflict and disunity.